The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. What can we expect from the newly elected President and Congress of our national government? With the majority of voting Americans having clearly spoken their desires for a new administration in Washington, what does the future hold for this nation? I'll attempt to share with you in a moment what I foresee. And don't forget, we are commanded by God to pray for all our government servants, whether we agree with them or not. But first, let me correct a statement I made on a recent Think About It program. I stated that less than 10% of the adult population voted in the last election. I did that late one night as I was preparing in a rush to get the program recorded. My memory was wrong. It was actually about 55% of the adult population which voted. Just needed to set the record straight on that one. So what can we expect this new national government to do? In the education field, we can expect more money to be appropriated to fund programs and curriculum that are very anti-biblical and promote a global government. The message will be that America should join this global movement. We can also expect attacks on the homeschool and Christian school movements, including Jewish schools. Also, the Muslim faith will be given more and more acceptance in the so-called public school systems. In the economic realm, we can expect great regulation on business, including the coal industry. This means higher prices, which means fewer sales, which means the loss of business income, which ultimately means the loss of jobs. While this won't happen immediately, I would expect by the end of 4 years we'll be feeling this very acutely. With a struggling economy, there will come greater and greater outcries from our national government to join the global economic system now developing in Europe. In the governmental realm, we can expect more and more animosity toward the churches which teach the Bible to be true. This will probably also include Jewish synagogues. It follows that moral issues like trying to stop abortion and homosexuality will be impossible unless God Himself intervenes. In short, we can expect America to more and more lose her separate identity as a sovereign nation and to become a lot more identified as a member of a world community. This is not a pretty picture, but there's something about it that is very encouraging. All this anti-Jesus and anti-Bible sentiment will cause those who are not really the people of Jesus Christ to separate from those who are. With the separation to purity, the power level always increases among God's people. The result will be that believers will be seen by their desperate neighbors to be the ones who have the light by which one can walk in this darkening world. People around us will more and more, though often secretly, come to us for the answers as to why they are alive and how to rear their families. This will work the good end of the church being the church instead of it being just a social organization. God gives us an encouraging word in Isaiah 3:10. God will Himself show up on behalf of His people, even though the national government will be more and more their enemy. He says, "Say to the righteous that it will go well with them, for they will eat the fruit of their actions." Are you one of the righteous ones because you've surrendered your life to Christ as your master and deliverer? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, our revival meetings, and our heritage seminars we do, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.